Welcome back in. Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porter with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Streaming live on YouTube, on Periscope, and on Twitch as well. And with that in mind, let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Predator Centerman Matt Duchesne, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and by Two Rivers Ford. Matt, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We are doing well. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning, Matt. The big win on Monday against the Panthers, a tough one last night. What did you take away from this two-game set against Florida?
Yeah, I thought that, I mean, they're a heck of a team. They're really tough to contain, and last night was disappointing because we had been outplayed the first two periods, but we had a chance to win the game in the third, and you know they just get a few goals, bang bang, and we get in a little bit of penalty trouble, and it was an opportunity for us to gain some ground on Dallas with them losing, and we weren't able to do it. So that was disappointing, but at the same time, honestly, at this time of year, you gotta flush the wins and the losses, and just look forward. And obviously we wanted to take two there, but a split is better than 0-2. So, we have a massive one coming up Saturday and a few days off here. So we'll regroup and get ready.
Matt, did you think last night you guys got away from how you've been playing? I mean, is it that simple?
I don't know. I don't think so, to be honest. For me, and all of us are talking after the game, sometimes you got your hat and they were unbelievable last night. They came at us hard. They knew that they had a chance to win the first game. Played unbelievable, and we were able to score when we needed to. And they came at us with everything they had, and sometimes in this league, it feels like no matter what you do, it's tough to push back, and I still felt like we did at times. I don't think we made, a ton of mistakes. I don't think we had, bad turnovers or losing guys or anything like that. I think it was one of those things where they came at us and we didn't have the response that we needed to have. So I think if we're going to take something away, it'd be that. And, we got to learn how to fight back in games like that that's what we needed to do. And, we weren't able to do it last night. So, it's disappointing, but like I said, you got to move forward.
Matt, you mentioned the huge game coming up against Dallas on Saturday. We'll get to more of that here in just a second here. But just where the team is right now with the schedule, you've got 3 days in a row coming up here where you're not on the ice, not playing games. I know it's probably a little bit different for you with the time you missed due to injury, but just from an entire team perspective, how valuable do you think these 3 days can be in terms of getting that rest based on the way the schedule has been this year and how compact it's been?
Yeah, we got guys that have, been grinding for a long time, and we've basically been fighting for our life for, a few months now. So I know guys could use the rest and the break. So I'm in a little different boat, obviously, just coming back from injury, but, it's never a bad thing to have some days off, especially after kind of a tough loss last night. To usually win or lose, you forget about it in a couple days, and it's one of those things where we'll take the good, try and fix the bad, and get ready for Dallas. So it's exciting. I mean, I know we're all looking forward to that game.
Yeah. So Matt, with this extra time, like you said, rest huge part of it for sure. In the meantime, of course, Dallas has a big game Thursday against Tampa Bay. In that time, I mean, obviously you guys know these teams very well, especially even more than in a normal year because you're playing the same seven teams over and over again. But is there any sort of, adjustment, schematic edge or extra work to be done to get ready for this game? Or is it as simple as we know what they do, they know what we do, let's get at it?
Yeah, exactly. The latter for sure. We've played them several times, and they're a stingy team, and you have to fight for every inch out there, and we've done a good job against them lately. So that's something that we want to continue, and they're going to be desperate. We're going to be desperate. It's gonna be a playoff game. We all know that, and so yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just about us bringing. Most nights, it's just about you bringing your best. It's not usually you can worry about certain things the other teams do, but at the end of the day, it's about you bringing your best every night, and you know, that's something that we're gonna need on Saturday because we know they're gonna be ready.
Predators forward Matt Duchene on the line with us, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and by Two Rivers Ford. Matt, it's been some pretty impressive chemistry with you and Eric Hall and Nick Cousins on that line as well. I think back to Hall's goal on Monday, the backhand pass you made, which was just sick, right to the middle of the slot there. What's it been like playing with those two guys, and how would you describe kind of the chemistry level you guys have developed in a short time?
Yeah, it's been good. Obviously, you know, I've been playing out of position, you know, not playing center. We talked about that last week. So it's always, you know, for me, I don't really care where I play as long as there's chemistry on the line. And I think all of us do some different stuff. You know, Halls is a really solid, like, two-way centerman. And then Cousy's, like, just a crafty player. He's smart. He's got good hands. Sees the ice well. And, you know, they're easy guys to play with, and I think we scored in every game other than one since we got put together. So you know, we want to keep on doing that, and you know, I think we've been pretty good on the other side of the puck too. So lots of good stuff, and we want to keep going. And again, we're going to need to bring our best on Saturday to help the team as best we can.
Matt, did you notice a difference, or even, I guess, going back to, like, last week in the building in terms of, you know, more people are now in there? Did you notice a change there? And I guess how much does that matter right now to have that atmosphere down the stretch?
Yeah, I think the first game I played at home was the 33% were allowed in, so I hadn't really seen what it was like before that, but from what I remembered from before I got hurt, I mean, it felt night and day. Our crowd's so loud that, you know, 33% feels been awesome. It's we definitely feeding off the crowd, and I know they're going to be rocking on Saturday.
Matt, you mentioned the chemistry that you have with Holla and Cousins in the offensive zone, but also mentioned you think you guys are playing really well on the other side of the puck. Just for the casual hockey fan out there listening, how are those two sides related in terms of if you're playing well defensively, do you think that automatically leads to more chances offensively when you're doing the right things in the defensive zone?
Yes and no. I think at the end of the day, offense is offense. he's jumping all over me. Sorry. No, I think with defenses, like, you put yourself in a good position to attack from above offensively, but then it's about what you do with the puck. There's a lot of really good defensive players out there that, you know, that aren't, you know, great offensive players or are average offensive players. You know, hand in hand, being defensive puts you in a better position to attack. And then it's about taking advantage of it and then, you know, seeing your opportunity and going for it. So, yeah, I think that's something that we try and do as a team. And we try and, you know, reload all the time, get above pucks and get on the defensive side of it. And then from there, once we get it, then we want to go and be fast and play fast offensively. So that's kind of what's changed with our team, and I think that's helped us and why we're doing better offensively is I think we are playing better defensively first, but then I think we're playing way faster offensively and going north all the time, and I think that's been it's been more predictable and easier to read, especially versus last year. We played really slow last year for most of the year, and you know, I think now we're between the D and the fours, we're more on the same page, and we're able to know where to go to get pucks and get going the other way once we turn, once we, you know, take it off the other team.
Matt, you mentioned Saros earlier. Obviously, a guy who's been, you know, a good good goal in this league for a few years now, but it's been a different level here in the last few weeks, and you know, arguably the best goalie in the league during this stretch. What have you seen specifically from him?
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to Cousins the other day in the locker room. We're talking about Juice, and I said, you know, for me, I've always thought, and I think most people think this way, is, you know, when you're, for your goalie, if he lets in a goal that he should let in, you're kind of like, okay, no big deal. But you need him to make the saves he should make. And Juice is making the saves he should make and shouldn't make right now. That's the easiest way to put it. I mean, a save on Huberto in the first period, he's making like two or three of those a game. And it's, you know, we want to make sure we limit those a little bit more. But, I mean, he gave us such a chance to win last night. And yeah, I don't think there's a goalie. There's definitely not a goalie in the league playing better than him. Maybe the same. I don't know who it would be, but there's nobody that's above that level. He's outstanding right now, and it's really fun to watch him just improve, you know, just keep improving. And the other part that's great too is that if something goes wrong there, we got Pax, you know, Vezina Trophy winner, you know, waiting in the wings there. So we're pretty set in that position, and it makes it easier to play in front of those guys.
Yep, it's been pretty incredible to watch what Saros has been able to do as of late. Matt Duchene, Predators forward, has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Gary Ashton, Remax Advantage, and by Two Rivers Ford. Joins us every Wednesday here on Robbie and Rex Road. Matt, great stuff, man. Appreciate you taking time to join us, and enjoy these next few days off before a massive game coming up on Saturday against the Stars.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Matt Duchene every week here on Robbie and Rex Road on Wednesdays. When we come back, we'll react a little bit to what Duchene had to say there. Also, can get your thoughts on the Predators as well on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Speaking of the Predators, 1025 The Game and T-Mobile have teamed up to give away a hockey home gating party, and it's time to text the word Smashville to 615-737-1025. That's Smashville to 615-737-1025. Now to enter for a chance to win a Dos Equis prize pack, which includes a case of beer, dessert from Nothing But Cakes, a T-Mobile prize pack, and food provided by 312 Pizza Company in Germantown. You must be 21 or older to enter. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.